A very good afternoon and welcome to Forest FM and the Eurovision Showcase. I am your host, Kieran Arytasiat. I'm with you until 6pm, playing you the greatest tunes of the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest. It's our first show of 2018, so let's play the music.
My own, you seem to fill my heart and mind, the greatest love that I could find, love that I could find. I'll never ever let you go, though you hurt my feelings, you bring back memories all the time. I'll never ever be the same, since you left me lonely, so please come back.
Rollo and King with Never Ever Let You Go. That's Denmark 2001 and their entry in on home soil in the Parken Stadium in Copenhagen. The year after, the Olsen brothers won with Fly on the Wings of Love. Now, they were drawn last in number 23 and in the contest, and this was obviously an ideal draw. They received 177 points, placing Denmark second out of the 23, and 21 points behind the sort of surprise winners, I'd say, Estonia, and 30 points ahead of the third place country, which was Greece, with Antique Die For You. The song tallied included 6 maximum 12 points from Croatia, Estonia, Germany, Iceland, Ireland and Norway. Only Bosnia and Herzegovina and Russia failed to award the song any points at all. And the 12 points from the Danish televote was awarded to Malta and the gorgeous Fabrizio Faniello with Another Summer Night. Well, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm Kieran Arytasiat. Thank you for joining us. If you want to get in contact with us, it'd be lovely to hear from you. You can tweet us at ESC Showcase on Twitter, or like our Facebook page and message us on there. facebook.com/ESC Showcase, or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on your Facebook search engine. Alternatively, you can email us tutsexperience@hotmail.com. Alternatively, you can also email us in the studio, which is studio@forestfm.co.uk. Now, one of the great news items from this week is the fact that Malta have announced and also released all of their songs for their national final, all 16 of them. And the final will take place on the 3rd of February 2018. So that will be on the Saturday before the UK national final, which is on Wednesday the 7th of February. Now soon, I would think in the next couple of weeks, we will find out what are the songs in the UK's selection, Eurovision You Decide, that will take place at the Brighton Dome, just along the coast here in the south coast of the United Kingdom. So, I've been listening to some of these Maltese National Final songs, and I'm blown away with a lot of these, and I want to share at least two of them with you right now. So the first one we're going to hear is from the amazing Eleanor. Now, Eleanor is just... She has a Certificate of Merit from the University of London. She was born on September 29th, 1982. She's been singing since she was 11 years old. She was first noticed in secondary school about her singing, encouraged to participate in musical and theatrical events. And in 2002, she won first prize at the People's Singing Festival. And in 2001, Eleanor won first prize at the Discovery Song Festival in Bulgaria. Now, she's got a big, big, big voice. And it's rather awesome. But she's been in the Maltese selection show quite a few number of times. 2003, 2004, 2006, 2009, 2011, 2012, and finally in 2018. Now, the composers of the song is Johannes Galadoff and Northern Ireland's very own Michael James Down. And my goodness me, he knows how to write a song. So, here is Back to Life from Eleanor from the Maltese National Final 2018. Coming up on the 3rd of February.
Stop! Hi, this is Ira Losko from Malta. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Conversations will get a bit loud, but it's the passion that entertains the crowd. At the end of the day, it's this blood through my veins. When it's hard, when it rains, you're around. Time has shown every day that goes by, you're the one on which I can rely. If you need me, come knock on my door. When it's time, when the love is not hard to come by. It always feels like yours, don't throw away. Be it night, be it day, you're never far. Life is good when you're holding my hand, and this music you've helped me find the sound. Looking back through the years that go by, time will fly when we're sure heaven find. If you need me, come knock on my door.
Richard and Joe McAleef, or McAleef, I think. I don't know how to pronounce Maltese. I'm sorry, guys. That's a song called Song for Dad. That's in the Maltese Eurovision National Final 2018. That's coming in place on Saturday, the 3rd of February 2018. Yes, well, Richard and George, a father and son duo. Now, this is quite interesting because Joe, we don't know much about. He first began, though, his musical career at the tender age of 13 when he joined a local band in Malta and listening and playing rock and roll hits from legends such as Elvis, Cliff Richard and The Shadows, becoming a passion and inspiring his move to Australia at the age of 18. And Richard is most known to Eurovision fans by taking part in the 2014 Eurovision Song Contest with his group Firelight. And Firelight was born in 2013, and the band embraced Richard's family roots in particular, with his three siblings plus two other band members. And Firelight sang the song Coming Home in Copenhagen in 2014. But in 2018, brings Joe and Richard's performing side by side with Richard's composition Song for Dad. The song is one of the 16 finalists for Malta's Eurovision Song Contest 2018. And Richard says in this article on TVM.com, that is their the multi state broadcaster, says this will be the last time competing in the festival. Ooh, finishing this Eurovision journey with a bang, saving the best for last with my secret weapon called Joe George. i.e. his dad. Awesome stuff. Great song. And there's lots of great songs in this year's Maltese National Final. Now, we'll be having Rob's Random Request very shortly. And we will have Live and Kicking a little bit later on after the Eurovision Showcase news. But our next song comes from Yugoslavia in 1983. This came fourth. It's from Daniel. And it's called Julie. Enjoy.
Just let go and let me love you.
Every way that I can.
you, I'll go all you want me to. You make me wanna, make me wanna, Nothing in the world that could stop me, no sir. Nothing in the world that could stop me, no sir. Nothing in the world that could stop me, no sir. Nothing in the world that could stop me, no sir.
There we go. That is Sertab Erener from Turkey, and Turkey's first ever win at the Eurovision Song Contest back in 2003 in Riga, Latvia. The famous 2003 Eurovision Song Contest where the United Kingdom, Gemini and Crybaby got nil point. Oh, sad times. Great song, and I was so chuffed when Turkey won the contest. And I did like the Belgian entry, but I was just, I think I was quite relieved the fact that Tattoo didn't win, because they sang dreadfully on the night. Now, if you really wanted to relive that, obviously you can go onto YouTube and check out the performance, because you'll just realise Nibrini Boysia. Now, the song's great, but their live performance are dreadful. Didn't work out. It was all about the hype back then. But, you know, there you go. That's what it is. But the 2003 Eurovision Song Contest, I think over with Eurovision fans, it was probably one of the most highly rated, high quality song contests that that there has been. I certainly think so anyway. Right, let's move on. Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's now time for Rob, my husband, to put his hand in two hats. One has a hat full of countries, and a hat full of years. We then glue them together and we find out what song we're going to play randomly on the Eurovision Showcase. So, this week Rob has picked the country of Croatia, and we're heading to the Eurovision Song Contest 2000. Yes. Now, the Croatian entry of the 2000 Eurovision Song Contest was sung by Goran Coran with the song Kad Zabzu Andali, which means in English when angels fall asleep, also known as Ostani, which means stay. And that was the Croatian entry for the 2000 Eurovision Song Contest, as I say. Now, Goran wanted to perform the song in English on the Eurovision night, but he wasn't allowed to due to the public voting. A similar vote was in place the year before, when the public voted that Doris sang her song Marija Magdalena in Croatian as opposed to English. So the national final basically said, no, you got to sing it in Croatian. So that's what happened. So, the selection of Croatia in 2000 was through Dora 2000. That was their national final. Okay. Now, the what Goran did, he was dressed up in a black suit on the night, and he was accompanied by a male guitarist and two female backing singers in grey dresses, and a woman entirely hidden in a black veil. It was very bizarre. During the first verse and chorus, she simply stood near to the back of the stage, but during the second chorus she performed a dance still hidden by the veil, and at the end of the song she removed her veil to reveal a floor length pale blue gown. Not bad, eh? Just if you wanted to know. Well, the interesting thing here is that Goran Coran for Croatia went to the Eurovision Song Contest 13th of May 2000 in Stockholm, Sweden, in the Globen. He finished 9th with 70 points, and Croatia received 10 points from the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia and Russia. They didn't get any 12 points, and the next got 8 points from La France, La Romanie, La Turquie. Indeed. UK didn't give any points to Croatia that year. But Croatia gave 8 points to Claude Pass with Desire. They also gave 10 points to the Macedonian entry from to XXL. I Love You 100%. Awkward and awful performance. Oh my god, it's really cheesy. And the 12 points from Croatia in 2000 went to Russia, who came second. Alsu was solo. So here's the Croatian entry for 2000. Rob's random request, Goran Koran with Kadazapsu Anjali.
Sklopim oči na tom toplom ramenu. Poljubi me i budi tu. Nek srce lupa kao da je prvi put. Poljubi me, pomoli se. Sve svijeće svijeta nek se za nas upale. Ostani ovu noć kad svi mi prijete. Ostani, zagrli me kao djete. Ostani kad spasi ljubav moja. Čuvaš kada zaspu anđeli. Poljubi me i budi tu. Nek srce lupa kao da je prvi put. Poljubi me, pomoli se. Svijeće svijeta nek se za nas upale.
Goran Koran with Kalazapspu Anjali. Yes, I do love that song. I don't know what it is, but it's like the Balkan ballads. You know, whatever quality they are or what you think they are. I just seem to love them. It's a weird thing with me, but a good old Balkan ballad I love. Well, it's now time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 7th of January. We start off with some news from Portugal. The grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2017. It was the second most TV show watched of the year in Portugal. Now, the most watched show was the qualifying match in the 2018 World Cup featuring Portugal and Switzerland, which brought an average of 2.4 million viewers. But with Portugal's population amount, it makes sense. Now in Iceland, Sonsverkeppnin 2018, the artists will be revealed on January the 19th. the official reveal of the six competing songs and artists for the Czech Republic's national final will take place tomorrow, Monday the 8th of January. There has already been much speculation on who will be on the list, and Czech television have posted teaser clues on their Facebook page. There has been much speculation over the last few days that the United Kingdom will participate in meetings for Junior Eurovision 2018, but according to the head of delegation at Belarus, the United Kingdom will not take part in the steering group meetings for Eurovision 2018. So there was a rumour and a hint that the UK might be returning back to Junior Eurovision after their last participation in 2005 in Hasselt, Belgium. The artists for France's national final, Destination Eurovision, are slowly dripping out, and their first semi-final will take place on January the 13th. Also, be prepared for tomorrow, Monday the 8th of January, that the running order for Melody Festivalen 2018 will take place. And finally, the Montenegrin broadcaster RTCG have confirmed that 31 entries have been received for Montenegro's national final. Oh, it's all kicking off now, guys and gals. Exciting times to be a Eurovision fan. Now, next week, I have decided I'm going to do something a little bit different for next week's show. So next week's show is obviously next Sunday at 5 p.m. Shock horror. But next Sunday will be the set. Well, no, it's the today's the 7th. The 14th. Goodness me. Now, the 14th. Sunday the 14th is going to be very exciting because I'm going to be doing a very special Eurovision show. Now, I'm going to be playing the cheesy yet cringeworthy songs of the Eurovision Song Contest, in my own opinion. And I really want to share them with you because we all know them, Eurovision Song Contest, for having some fantastic songs, some incredibly catching songs, and some really awkward ones too. So next Sunday, Sunday the 14th of January 2017, we'll be doing a special Eurovision Goes Awkward. Alright? Eurovision Showcase Awkward. How about that? I'll find a catchier name. It'll be alright. But, anyways, that is your Eurovision Showcase news. And I am Kieran Aritasic, and you're listening to Forest FM 92.3 and the Eurovision Showcase.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Brendan Murray from Ireland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Dying to Try. Enjoy.
Take a leap of faith with me. If you believe honestly that I am yours and you are mine, I know you're scared and so am I, 'cause I know that love can be strong and yet so frail, and there ain't no guarantee that you and me won't fail, but I'm dying to try. I'm dying to try. I'll keep you safe in my arms, build a bridge to your heart every day. Thank you.
Brendan Murray, Dying to Try, Ireland 2017. And my goodness me, poor lad. He didn't make it into the grand final in the Eurovision Song Contest, which is such a shame. It's a lovely song, that, I think. But it's certainly far away, Ireland are, from the hey old days. Now, John Lydon, as we all know, Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols, he came out, and I think he's doing a bit of publicity. I don't think this has any legs to it, but there are rumours in the Irish press that he is trying to get involved in Ireland's Eurovision participation this year in Lisbon. And I hope that... I hope that doesn't come to fruit, put it that way. Poor old Ireland, having to put up with him. Good dearie me. Right, let's move on to Ireland in the grand old days. The grand old days, not the bad old days, like Coco sang for us in 78, but the grand old days, the good old days. And Ireland in 1988, we heard their song last week, which was from Dawn Martin with Is Always Over Now, which is quite a strange title, I thought. But the song that came second in the Irish National Final in 1998 was from the Vard Sisters. And they sang a song in Irish Gaelic called Shawl, which was just a beautiful song. And it came second in the national final. And I wish this went to Birmingham to represent Ireland. Though I think they were quite scared that if this did go to Birmingham, then Ireland will probably win the Eurovision Song Contest once again. That's my thought behind it anyway. So let's hear the Vard Sisters with Shawl. It's from the second place of Ireland's national final in 1998.
This is Magnus Carlsson from Sweden, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
The Swedish God, that is Magnus Carlsson with Live Forever from Melody Festivalen, the Swedish National Final in 2007. Oh, I love it so much. Right, it's now time for us to get a little bit of a preview of what to expect maybe on next week's show. We probably won't play this song because I'm going to spoil it for you now. But I would just want to get you in the mood for it, I suppose, and get aware, be aware of it. Now, this is one of my favourite guilty pleasures of the 2007 Eurovision Song Contest, and it comes from La France. Came joint second last with the United Kingdom, with Scooch flying the flag, so it's on that type of wavelength, almost, of awkwardness and probably embarrassment. But Les Facards Picards was representing France and won the French national final in 2007. And they represented La France with L'amour à la Française. So let's hear it now. France, 2007.
I remember jolie demoiselle, sur la semaine nous la tour Eiffel. I remember comme tu étais belle, so beautiful with your sac Chanel, sur le pont de la Seine. Let's do it again, 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 again. You gave me a rendezvous, what is it, what is it? Je le cherchais à toi, dans les rues. Je ne suis pas venu, car tu ne l'es plus. Je le regarde partout, where are you? My heart is bleeding, oh I miss you. L'amour à la française, let's do it again. Again, again, again. You gave me a rendezvous. Et je cours, je cours, je cours à flos. L'amour, 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 je suis perdu. Et oui, but you and I'm crazy. Cela, Paris, je tout le manque. Sans toi, I can't sit sous la pluie. I feel so rich and Champs-Élysées. Alone, la nuit, le moulin rouge. I feel guilty.
Le Facal Picard for France in 2007. L'amour à la Française, à la Française. L'amour à la Française. I love the French way. I love the lyrics to that. It came 22nd with 19 points, but it goes, I remember a beautiful girl, the last summer, us, the Eiffel Tower. I remember how beautiful you were, so beautiful with your Chanel handbag. On the bridge of the Seine, let's do it again, 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 again. You give me a rendezvous. What is it? What is it? Oh, it's so funny. I think it's funny anyway. Right, it's now time for this retro 90s tune, and I think you know what it means. It's time for Live and Kicking. This is a part of the show where we play a live song from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. And we're heading to Dublin, Ireland, for the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest. And we're listening to the French entry. It's from Gérard Lenormand, who is still an incredibly popular singer in La France. And he is singing a song called Chanteur de Charme, which means in English, crooner, apparently. So, it would take the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest took place on the 30th of April in Dublin and was won by Céline Dion with Ne partez pas sans moi. And the UK was only 1 point behind, and that was Scott Fitzgerald with Go. Now, for the first time since taking over responsibility for the French Eurovision selection in 1983, broadcaster Annette Deux opted to choose their entry by internal selection rather than a public final like they did for the last previous years. So, Gérard Lenormand was Chanteur de Charme, coming 10th with 64 points. This is La France, 1988, live from Dublin, Ireland.
Besoin d'entendre des chansons tendres, des colliers, des mots qui dansent sur du papier. Besoin de croire toutes ces histoires de trois fois rien, qui riment mal, qui font du bien. Rien n'a jamais empêché qu'on les mette en musique. Ces sentiments légers, rabâchés, romantiques, chanteurs de charme, ces beaux séquences merveilleux, chanteurs de charme, chanteurs de charme. Chemin d'automne, passion d'été, couleur du temps, soleil d'hiver, pluie de printemps, l'histoire des hommes, les rois, les fous, les conquérants, cherchaient la belle au bois dormant. Tiens, des pianos clairs de lune qui se baladent en pause. Et mon cœur à la une qui bêtement se propose. Le chanteur de charme, ces beaux séquences merveilleux, chanteur de charme et qui fait s'aimer les amoureux dans le vacarme.
Eyes were closed but my mind was awake. Pretended I was breathing in a deep sleep pace. Got dressed so quietly, I was frozen by the jingle of my keys at the door. As I got outside, I smiled to the dog. I didn't wanna wake you up. My life was never gonna be enough. So I took my things and got out of the way now, girl.
Why didn't you wake me up? I'm pretty sure I would've told you to stop. Let's try again, let's
staring at the phone.
I didn't wanna wake you up. My life was never gonna be enough. So I took my things and got out of your way now, girl.
Why didn't you wake me up? I'm pretty sure I would've told you to stop. Let's try again and say goodbye. Goodbye to yesterday.
Eleanor Bourne and Stig Rister with Goodbye to Yesterday, Estonia 2015. It's now time for our final song. It comes from the German national final in 2016. This is Avantasia with Mystery of a Blood Red Rose. Think of it as a little bit of a bit of a meatloaf type of song. It's such a good one. Enjoy!
On us right from the cradle. No matter what you dream, be wealth what you say. Until the cogwheel's out of control to burst out of place. No time to breathe, don't ever try to waste. Bring on the night, seize every drop of life away. Slice of tasty out of room. A strand in future, bring it on. Mystery of a blood red rose, burning like a raging fire. When the day's been torn apart, we'll leave it be.
Avantasia with Mystery of a Blood Red Rose from the German National Final, third place in 2016. Well, thank you very much for joining me, Kieran Aritas, here for the Eurovision Showcase. I hope you can join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. for another installment of the Eurovision Showcase, where we'll be playing some quirky songs and some very strange and funny ones too. So I hope you could join me next Sunday for our special weird show. But I hope you can have a wonderful week. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a lovely week. Toodaloo!